Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Let me enjoy this for a minute.
Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Chilly start to New Year's Eve 2025. Temperatures are, if you average them, around 40 degrees, something like that, throughout the area, going up to 58 today, 66 tomorrow, tonight, the big, night, New Year's Eve. Temperatures are going to be around 45 to 50 degrees, so really ideal if you're going to be outside doing some stuff, celebrating the new year. Highs of 66 tomorrow, 74 on Friday, 72 on Saturday, so some ideal golfing weather, if that's, or whatever you want to do outside, maybe take some Christmas decorations down. Sunday, highs of 65, but dry all the way through as it stands now next Thursday. So how do you feel about President Trump? He's been in office for a year. David Schultz joins us now, professor of political science and law at Hamline University. Good morning, David. Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year to you, too. And I hope everything will be a great coming year for you and listeners.
And for you as well, and for the country and for the world. Let's talk about one thing I've noticed anecdotally. And look, this could mean nothing. This could be because the flag material wore out. This could be because it was all about winning, and then after you won, you don't care. But it seems like the areas that I go where I used to see a lot of MAGA stuff, and I'm not saying that I'm not implying anything, I'm just telling you what I see for the audience. I don't see as many MAGA flags as I used to, or as many Trump flags as I used to. And again, that could be because the flag wore out. It could be because it got blown away. It could be God knows how many reasons. It could be because it was all about the campaign and you won, so now you take it down. Tell me what we can ascertain from polls and so forth about what the nation feels about President Trump and about what President Trump supporters feel.
Okay, sure, good. Okay, so I decided to, you know, I knew we were going to talk about this, so I looked at a variety of polls, and they're all saying the same thing, but I'm going to work from the Gallup poll, because I think most people have heard of Gallup, pretty good poll on balance here. Okay, so if we were to look at when he took office, he was at a 47% approval rating, and where he is now is at a 36% approval rating. So he's dropped 11 points. At 36, that puts him in a pretty low area where he was when he essentially left after his first term. And just to put it, so he's dropped 11 points.
Say that again. Where was he when he left after his first term?
After his first term, he was at around 35%, rough 35, 36%.
So, and that was in the throes of COVID, correct?
Correct. So he's where he is right now is about comparable. Let's say where he was somewhere around what that'd be November 2020. If I'm right, yeah, in November 2020, you know, around the time he left office, you know, something like that. Mm-hmm. Just to put into comparison here, I wanted to compare it to Biden and Obama also too. So at the same time period. So
talk about Obama, a year into their first term.
First term for Obama and Biden for only one term, of course.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, yeah.
So Obama starts at 56 and drops to 41. And Biden goes from 57 to 43. So they had larger drops, but they started from a higher base. But if you just put it in comparison now, at this time, you know, comparing the three, you would have Trump at 36, Obama at 41, Biden at 43. I mean, all of them dropped a lot, but if put in perspective here, of the three at this point in time, Trump is by far the least unpopular of the three. Now, his base mostly seems to be with him. What he's lost are those independent voters, those voters who said, in 2024, I can't vote for Biden again, you know, or I can't vote for Harris. I'm sorry. I can't vote for Harris again. It's the economy. It's a whole bunch of different things. And they shifted. And so his base appears to be with him, maybe not as enthusiastic, but he's lost those critical swing voters. And he's more unpopular now than the two predecessors at the same time.
Is it common for presidents to, and again, I don't know if it goes to, you know, it's all about us against them, and we want to win whether you're Democrat or Republican. But then after you win, it's like, okay, whether it's President Trump, whether it's President Obama, you got what you asked for. Now, are you happy with it? And do those numbers always go down, David, pretty much?
Just about always go down. Rarely do you have somebody, I mean, you probably have to go back to somebody like maybe, I don't know, Roosevelt, you know, Franklin Roosevelt or something like that, you know, given how unusual the times were, it's the middle of the Depression. He comes in, he does a few things, and people are like, all right, he's trying to do something like that, you know, but for the most part, pretty typical, you know, to use that phrase, the honeymoon ends, you know, the hot stage of the romance kind of cools off or something like that. And reality kicks in. And people start to say, well, geez, you promised you were going to do this, or you overpromised you were going to do this, and you're not delivering on it. And so pretty typical. Now, if I can parse it a little bit more here, on all areas, whether it's the economy, the immigration, fill in the blank, et cetera, Trump's underwater. That more people disapprove of him for his handling of all areas of major policy as opposed to approve. And so,
all right, but let me take a break here and we'll pick it up when we come back, because within those, there are subsets of some things they, I'm trying to keep my words straight here, disapprove of more than
Correct.
Other things, the way he handles things. So we'll begin
begin
there when we come back with David Schultz, professor of political science at Hamline University. I got two texts about President Trump. One says A+, another says F-. So there are the two polls. Where are you? Are you somewhere in the middle there or not? And tell me about what issues you like that the president's handling, some issues that he doesn't like. And we'll talk about Washington, D.C. in general as well. 622 Traffic Now, WWL. 628, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to David Schultz, professor of political science at Hamline University, about the president's approval ratings after 1 year in office. It went down just like every president's does after the, I guess, excitement of the election. What is the president doing better on or less bad on, however you want to look at it, because the numbers are down? What issues are the people seemingly less disapproving of? And I got to be careful how I choose my words there, but you know what I'm saying.
I know what you're saying here. Okay. Again, remember, he's underwater, which means under 50% for all the issues. But he's doing a little bit better when it gets to, let us say, some of the trans type of issues. Support for the idea of keeping, you know, male trans athletes out of female sports. Again, still underwater, but if I'm caught, that's one of his least bad numbers, if that makes sense. You know, if I can use that phrase here, one of his least bad numbers, doing a little bit better, you know, also on foreign policy issues. But again, it's just across the board, not well. I mean, where he's taking his biggest hit, it's not a surprise, is on the economy and on prices, is that people are very, very disappointed, you know, with that and the tariff issue. But if I were to say some foreign policy issues and the transgender issue are his best of his worst, I'm trying to phrase it the same way like you are too. That's where he has a little bit more support, but still under 50%.
But when you look at a transgender athlete thing, the only thing that stands out to me is people get so revved up about that, and that has so little to do with their everyday lives.
And there's so few transgender athletes actually participating, you know, in female sports. I mean, it's an inconsequentially small number.
And you can feel however you want about that, but that's got nothing to do with what you pay for eggs or what you pay at the grocery store for this or that or the other thing or tariffs or anything else. Thank you, David. I appreciate it. Hope you have a happy new year.
Same with you. Good luck. Bye.
You bet. Thank you, sir. We'll take a break. Come back right now. Time for WWL First News. And for that, we go to the one, the only, carrying his coffee cup into the studio carefully, hopefully didn't spill a drop. And with that, we go to Ian Ozan. Chilly start to New Year's Eve 2025. Temperatures are, if you average them, around 40 degrees, something like that, throughout the area, going up to 58 today, 66 tomorrow, tonight, the big, you know, night, New Year's Eve. Temperatures are going to be around 45 to 50 degrees, so really ideal if you're going to be outside doing some stuff, celebrating the new year. Highs of 66 tomorrow, 74 on Friday, 72 on Saturday, so some ideal golfing weather, if that's, or whatever you want to do outside, maybe take some Christmas decorations down. Sunday, highs of 65, but dry all the way through as it stands now next Thursday. So how do you feel about President Trump? He's been in office for a year. David Schultz joins us now, professor of political science and law at Hamline University. Good morning, David. Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year to you, too. And I hope everything will be a great coming year for you and listeners.
And for you as well, and for the country and for the world. Let's talk about one thing I've noticed anecdotally. And look, this could mean nothing. This could be because the flag material wore out. This could be because it was all about winning, and then after you won, you don't care. But it seems like the areas that I go where I used to see a lot of MAGA stuff, and I'm not saying that I'm not implying anything, I'm just telling you what I see for the audience. I don't see as many MAGA flags as I used to, or as many Trump flags as I used to. And again, that could be because the flag wore out. It could be because it got blown away. It could be God knows how many reasons. It could be because it was all about the campaign and you won, so now you take it down. Tell me what we can ascertain from polls and so forth about what the nation feels about President Trump and about what President Trump supporters feel.
Okay, sure, good. Okay, so I decided to, you know, I knew we were going to talk about this, so I looked at a variety of polls, and they're all saying the same thing, but I'm going to work from the Gallup poll, because I think most people have heard of Gallup, pretty good poll on balance here. Okay, so if we were to look at when he took office, he was at a 47% approval rating, and where he is now is at a 36% approval rating, so he's dropped 11 points. At 36, that puts him in a pretty low area where he was when he essentially left after his first term. And just to put it, so he's dropped 11 points.
Say that again. Where was he when he left after his first term?
After his first term, he was at around 35%, rough 36 percent.
So, and that was in the throes of COVID, correct?
Correct. So he's where he is right now is about comparable, let's say, where he was somewhere around, what, that'd be November 2020, if I'm right. Yeah, in November 2020, you know, around the time he left office, you know, something like that. Just to put it into comparison here, I wanted to compare it to Biden and Obama also, too. So at the same time period. So
Talk about Obama's a year into their first term.
First term for Obama, and Biden for only one term, of course.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
So Obama starts at 56 and drops to 41, and Biden goes from 57 to 43. So they had larger drops, but they started from a higher base. But if you just put it in comparison now, at this time, comparing the three, you would have Trump at 36, Obama at 41, Biden at 43. I mean, all of them dropped a lot, but if put in perspective here, of the three at this point in time, Trump is by far the least unpopular of the three. Now, his base mostly seems to be with him. What he's lost are those independent voters, those voters who said, in 2024, I can't vote for Biden again, or I can't vote for Harris. I'm sorry. I can't vote for Harris again. It's the economy. It's a whole bunch of different things. And they shifted. And so his base appears to be with him, maybe not as enthusiastic, but he's lost those critical swing voters. And he's more unpopular now than the two predecessors at the same time.
Is it common for presidents to, and again, I don't know if it goes to, it's all about us against them, and we want to win whether you're Democrat or Republican. But then after you win, it's like, okay, whether it's President Trump, whether it's President Obama, you got what you asked for. Now, are you happy with it? And do those numbers always go down, David, pretty much?
Just about always go down. Rarely do you have somebody, you probably have to go back to somebody like maybe, I don't know, Roosevelt, Franklin Roosevelt or something like that, given how unusual the times were. It's the middle of the Depression. He comes in, he does a few things, and people are like, all right, he's trying to do something like that, but for the most part, pretty typical, to use that phrase, the honeymoon ends, the hot stage of the romance kind of cools off or something like that. And reality kicks in. And people start to say, well, geez, you promised you were going to do this, or you overpromised you were going to do this, and this, and you're not delivering on it. And so pretty typical. Now, if I can parse it a little bit more here, on all areas, whether it's the economy, the immigration, fill in the blank, et cetera, Trump's underwater, that more people disapprove of him for his handling of all areas of major policy as opposed to approve. And so,
all right, but let me take a break here and we'll pick it up when we come back, because within those, there are subsets of some things I'm trying to keep my words straight here, disapprove of more than
Correct.
Other things, the way he handles things. So we'll begin
begin
there when we come back with David Schultz, professor of political science at Hamline University. I got two texts about President Trump. One says A+, another says F-. So there are the two polls. Where are you? Are you somewhere in the middle there or not? And tell me about what issues you like that the president's handling, some issues that he doesn't like. And we'll talk about Washington, D.C. in general as well. 622 Traffic Now, WWL. 628, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to David Schultz, professor of political science at Hamline University, about the president's approval ratings after 1 year in office. It went down just like every president's does after the, excitement of the election. What is the president doing better on or less bad on, however you want to look at it, because the numbers are down? What issues are the people seemingly less disapproving of? And I got to be careful how I choose my words there, but you know what I'm saying.
I know what you're saying here. Okay. Again, remember, he's underwater, which means under 50% for all the issues. But he's doing a little bit better when it gets to, let us say, some of the trans type of issues. Support for the idea of keeping, male trans athletes out of female sports. Again, still underwater, but that's been one of his least bad numbers, if that makes sense. If I can use that phrase here, one of his least bad numbers, doing a little bit better, also on foreign policy issues. But again, it's just across the board, not well. Where he's taking his biggest hit, it's not a surprise, is on the economy and on prices. People are very, very disappointed, with that and the tariff issue. But if I were to say some foreign policy issues and the transgender issue are his best of his worst, I'm trying to phrase it the same way like you are, too. That's where he has a little bit more support, but still under 50%.
But when you look at that transgender athlete thing, the only thing that stands out to me is people get so revved up about that. and that has so little to do with their everyday lives.
And there's so few transgender athletes actually participating, you know, in female sports. I mean, it's an inconsequentially small number.
And you can feel however you want about that, but that's got nothing to do with what you pay for eggs or what you pay at the grocery store for this or that or the other thing or tariffs or anything else. Thank you, David. I appreciate it. Hope you have a happy new year.
Same with you. Good luck. Bye.
You bet. Thank you, sir. We'll take a break. Come back right now. Time for WWL First News. And for that, we go to the one, the only, carrying his coffee cup into the studio carefully, hopefully didn't spill a drop. And with that, we go to Ian Ozan. Tommy Tucker, WWL, 648, 12 till 7. We'll alert our stations down the line, and we're going to run a little bit late with this break because we're getting to Chip Lupo a little late, writer and analyst for Wallet Hub. Good morning, Chip. Happy New Year.
Good morning, Tommy. How are you?
I'm okay, sir. Let's talk about some financial resolutions that people can make for 2026 that may be not as hard to stick to as you would think, and that would put them in a better position as we would be speaking next New Year's Eve for 2026.
Yeah, it's interesting because when it comes to New Year's resolutions, finances are right there with health as far as people want to improve into the new year. And to most people's credit, people do tend to stick to their financial resolutions at least for the first 10 months of the year. But it seems once the holidays roll around, it seems like the wheels kind of everything tends to go out the window.
Katie barred the door, huh?
And then by the new year, you're right back where you started. Now, it's a little bit trickier now because more and more people are relying on credit cards for everyday expenses coming out of this post-inflationary economy. So when wages aren't keeping up with the rate of inflation, people are, again, looking to for credit cards for everyday expenses. But to get back on track, just a few simple things. And the first and foremost would be to create a budget.
Let me tell you, let me jump in for a second, Chip, because I think that is those are the keys of the kingdom, making a budget. And so many people don't do it. Talk about the importance of that, please, if you would.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
Oh, sure. Now, a budget is the cornerstone of good financial management. Now, it's like if you're learning to play a musical instrument or learn how to play a sport, it starts with the fundamentals. And budgeting is the key fundamental. And once you master the fundamentals, then you will eventually become more financially successful. Now, because if you have high credit card debt, that particularly if you're putting everyday expenses on your credit cards, a lot of times you don't know where that money's going. So by creating a budget, you list all of your expenses and all of your income, and you have everything right there in front of you. Now, we here at Wallet Hub, we are a personal finance website. We do have budgeting apps, so technology for those who are struggling to even know begin how to create a budget. personal finance websites that have tools like budgeting apps that can allow you to do that. Now, of course, you could be like my mother or my father-in-law, who has their little notebook, and they write everything down. If that works for you, fine. If you have a spreadsheet where you've got to have everything tracked out for the entire year, great. But it is important to have some sort of a record so you can be right on top of where your money's going.
And it took me a long time in my financial life to realize the importance of a budget. But it really does slap you in the face with reality, which is, okay, I got to pay this much for rent or the house note. I got to pay this much for the car note if I have one. I got to pay this much for insurance. These expenses are fixed. Those are not going to go away. This is what I make. So what's left, that's what we have that can be considered maybe extraneous income or something, disposable
right.
income that you can have fun with. And that's hard for people that don't want to acknowledge that, but man, otherwise you dig yourself a hole.
Correct, and it also shows you that maybe there's some things that you can do without. Maybe cut out that daily trip to Starbucks, or maybe there's a recurring expense. Maybe the trial streaming service, the free trial had expired and you're being charged X number of dollars a month. Maybe there's a gym membership you no longer use. So it's also important to also, in addition to your budget, keep an eye on your bank statements for those types of charges. You'd be surprised how much money you'd end up with at the month just by cutting out recurring expenses that you no longer use. And just little things that don't seem like very much at the time, but kind of do tend to add up, like those trips to Starbucks, the night out for dinner once a month, those types of things. They do add up once you address them and cut them out of the budget.
All right, let me take that aforementioned break. 6:53, 7 till 7. We'll talk about budget and more when we return. Financial resolutions for 2026. Chip Lupo, writer, analyst for Wallet Hub. Man, y'all, I'm going to tell you, that budget, that is, as he said, the cornerstone. Those are the keys of the kingdom. That is the first step. If you want to be financially responsible, if you want to stop digging that financial hole, you need to start with a budget. Traffic now, WWL. 6:58, couple of minutes till 7 on this New Year's Eve 2025, talking to Chip Lupo, writer and analyst for Wallet Hub, about financial resolutions. We talked about budget being the cornerstone. What about some other things people can do? Put themselves in a better financial position.
Well, Tommy, once you've created your budget and you've tracked all your expenses and all your income, the next step is, how do you pay down your debt? If you're looking at your budget and you have disposable income, but you still have a mountain of debt, the first thing you want to do is to begin to save just a little bit at a time. No need to be overly aggressive. You want to be realistic. So you want to start out small, maybe automate some transfers, budget, specify how much you want to transfer out of a checking account to maybe a savings account, and try to aim for like the first like 2 months worth of income, and then gradually build that. Second thing you want to do is look at ways to earn higher interest rates. If you have a standard checking account or savings account at a traditional bank, chances are you're probably not drawing a lot of interest. So you want to look at accounts like CDs or high-yield savings accounts that can get you like 4%. And work with your creditors or the credit card companies, because you can finance your interest rates a lot of times. You can, if you have good credit and a good payment history, you can negotiate a lower interest rate. And the lower your interest rate, the lower your monthly payments will be, and then the sooner you will wind up getting out of debt.
How can people find out more about all of this?
Just log on to WalletHub.com. Take a look at our 16 financial New Year's resolutions and our financial resolution survey.
Best thing to do is take emotion out of it, because the dollars and the cents, they are what they are. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. You have a happy new year.
Same to you, Tommy. Thank you so much.
You bet. Chip Lupo, writer, analyst for Wallet Hub. We'll talk to WWL sports director Steve Geller when we come back about them Saints. How about them Saints? Back in a flash, WWL.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Let me enjoy this for a minute.
Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.